Port Huron City Council met last night, regularly scheduled meeting, pretty standard agenda. Spent some money, voted on proclamations, and heard some presentations, and also a public hearing on the proposed budget. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Repp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Now, the budget work continues. In fact, you've got a special meeting coming up tonight to address that, right?
Yes, 5 o'clock tonight, the council is meeting up in our conference room, and that will be probably for a couple of hours, and that's for the council to take the opportunity to go through the proposed budget that has been presented to us, and everyone has had it now for a couple of weeks, had their opportunity to look at it on their own, and this will be our opportunity to discuss it together and ask questions and, you know, kind of sort out things or make suggestions if they thought someplace else was, you know, a better place for monies. So that is the next step in the budget. Last night, of course, was the public hearings for citizens to come forward. We did not have anybody who did come as far as the public hearing is concerned last night, but tonight it will be council's opportunity.
Well, what are your thoughts on the budget thus far? You've had some time to look at it, digest it, and obviously you'll be talking more about it tonight, but what are your thoughts?
Well, actually, there isn't a lot of wiggle room, is that what I want to say? You know, the budget is pretty much in line with what it was, has been really last year and the year before. A few cuts and pretty much the same status quo that it's been. So there weren't any big surprises in there as far as the proposals. I guess, you know, I myself don't see where we have a whole lot of room to make any changes, but that's certainly open for discussion.
Well, and that's why the council voted to unanimously, I believe, to go before voters with a proposed millage in August. Tell us a little bit more about that decision.
Well, yes, we did. And actually, there'll be two millage requests on the ballot in August, one for 3 mills, one for 1 mill. And the 3 mills would be to for public safety, which would include, of course, your fire department, your police department. And that would be to keep it operating at the standard that it is, and in fact actually even include a couple new officers in that amount, because you know, to help with the fight on, you know, obviously on the drugs and things like that are going on right now, and the different issues. So, and the other one would be one mill for continuation of our operation of our really basically the parks and recreation programs that we have. You know, that's a big expense, not obviously in the category of public safety, but we have the pools to run, the beaches to run, all those types of things. And, you know, there are decisions that if we keep going at the rate that we're going with no additional revenues and expenses as they are, at some point we've pretty much cut the amount of people that we can cut, and that's, you know, one of your big expenses. So you have to start cutting programs, and that would be very difficult, but it is one of those things that if we do not get any extra revenues, we might have to close the pools. We might have to not have park programs. You know, we might have to lay off, you know, anybody in public safety. Those are decisions that certainly I don't want to make and others don't want to make, but we thought that it would be best to put the issue before the voters and see if that's what they would like us to do. You know, is that, do you want, are you willing to have the extra millage to sustain these programs, or do we cut back on them? And you know, I had asked the city manager, because I know no one wants their taxes to go up, myself included, and I asked him to kind of look at a little chart going back about 10 years to see several properties and just take them at random around town. So he did. And if you take, and that's in all areas of the city, south, north, you know, central, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Actually, because of the economy the way it was and how the housing market dropped in, you know, 2008, taking the taxes from back in 2009 through this date, which is 2017, actually, even with an additional 4 mills, most people's taxes were still less than they paid 9 years ago. And that's amazing. And that's, you know, so when you think of it in terms of that, city government is sustaining services and trying to, you know, plug along the same as they were 9 years ago with less money.
That is pretty amazing. And you know, you think about that recession, we're going back almost 10 years now since that happened, and we still have not come all the way back from that, have we?
No, because the bottom line is you cannot raise the taxes at the same rate the economy is, you know, going up. Things are better. There's no doubt about that. Things are better, but they drop so substantially, but you can only bring them up the rate of inflation each year. So because of Proposal A, and so obviously, you know, if your taxes dropped, which in a lot of cases is 25%, but they've only gone up 1 or 2%. So, and they'll only continue to go up at that 1 or 2% each year. So it's going to take us 20 years to catch up to what we were 10 years ago. So not gain anything, but to catch up. So, you know, that is really the issue. It's not that, you know, city's been spending money foolishly or anything like that. It's
you just haven't had the money to spend.
No, we've not had the revenue. And then the other part of the revenue issue is, of course, the state revenue sharing that we get every year as part of the sales tax equation and all of that. The state has reduced that to the cities. And, you know, this year alone, it was figured out that we would have $1.5 million more dollars had we been going at the same level as we were 10, 12 years ago. So you take the property tax loss and the revenue sharing loss, and you're talking substantial money.
Absolutely. Do you get any sense from the community whether voters in the city will support those millages in August? I ask because, I mean, gosh, nobody came out to talk about the budget last night,
no.
Even though it was a public hearing. Pretty well publicized that it was happening. Do you get a sense of whether people will support a tax increase?
I really don't. I don't know. I think part of it is, as I'm, you know, just explaining, I don't know that people necessarily understand that. So when you look at it and you say, a tax increase, I don't want to have a tax increase. And that's true. But really, you've had a tax decrease for a number of years, so you're really not, you know, if you really looked at the whole picture. But that's difficult to do. You know, we get used to what we have at the time, and, you know, you think, well, these are my taxes, and now they're going to go up. So, and of course, part of our big expenses, we've cut, but part of our big expenses is the increase in the unfunded liability. So that's taking the forefront. So it, I think that in a lot of people's minds, we just want the money in order to pay the unfunded liabilities, which, you know, bottom line, yeah, it turns out to be that way, but not because of reasons of not doing the right thing all the way along. It's reasons of not having the income to pay what we should be paying.
Interesting.
And it's difficult to explain.
Oh, it is. Absolutely, it is. We just spent 10 minutes talking about it.
I know.
Not sure that everybody still will understand. 5 o'clock tonight, conference room at the Municipal Office Center, special meeting to discuss the proposed budget. And that's an open meeting. Anybody can come and watch, right?
Yes, they can.
All right. Pauline, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.